Willkommen bei All About the Dress, dem Podcast rund ums Brautkleid. Hier erfährst du alles, was du wissen willst, wenn du dich für Brautkleider interessierst und für alles, was dazugehört. Präsentiert von Doris und powered by All About Dreams.
Willkommen zurück zu All About the Dress. Heute gibt es eine spezielle Episode. Ich habe einen Gast, beziehungsweise wir sind Gäste, und zwar sind wir in Paris bei Rim Arodaki. Das war eine spontane Idee, die über Instagram gekommen ist, und Rim hat meine Interviewanfrage beantwortet. So I'm very happy to be here, Rim. Thank you for taking the time for us. And now, as you might have perceived, that's now in English.
Yes.
Rim, thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. I'm very excited to be here with you right now.
Rim, our specialty is the wedding dress, and so is yours. So I want, there are so much things I'm curious about. And so how did you start? How did you come to make wedding dresses or to design wedding dresses?
Yes. So I first come from fashion. I was initially working in ready-to-wear, luxury ready-to-wear. But at one point, I always knew that I wanted to launch my own business. I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And there was a time about 12 years ago when all my friends were starting to get married. And so many of them, I would say, were struggling to find the perfect dress. Everything was either very stiff, very Cinderella, very classic, a bit too classic, actually. And they loved fashion. They wanted to look like themselves on that day. They didn't want to look like someone else. They didn't want to look like a first degree princess as we know it. And they obviously loved what I did in fashion and the way I dressed and my vision, the way I envisioned fashion. So they just came up to me completely out of nowhere, spontaneously saying, "Hey Rim, would you mind doing my wedding dress? Because you have some contacts, you know, some seamstresses. I know you could do it, and I know you're gonna do something special." I did it just because I wanted to, you know, be nice to my friend, and it was a nice exercise and completely new to me. And then seeing all the reactions and how another friend and another friend came to me about that, I realized there was something that I could do there. And I was completely eager to have my own business. I knew fashion was crowded and you need a lot of money when you want to do fashion and have at least 4 collections per year. The collections are big. You need to showcase them, do fashion shows. Bridal was a bit more niche and confidential, and what was more exciting is that there was nothing. Like, the landscape was clear, and I mean, you had a lot of brands, but a lot of classic brands, and my vision was very different at that point.
I absolutely understand that, and this is also what we would like to cover. Where does the bride go that says, "I don't want to be a Cinderella, I don't want the 100,000 times seen wedding dress"? So welcome to the niche.
Yes, I think we're enjoying that position.
So as I understand, you did not dream always, "I want to make fashion wedding dresses." It came by hazard.
Yes, it came completely by hazard. And I mean, I always loved and came, I was very emotional because I was, since I was a little girl, I was watching all the runway shows. I was a huge fan of Alaya, Saint Laurent, Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel. And when the bride came out, I was very emotional. It was just cherry on the cake. So I always loved like a bride at the end of a runway show. And I always had something with the dress itself. Like, I loved sketching dresses, cocktail dresses, evening dresses. And I remember, because I first started working at Sonia Riquel, and I remember when I showed my book to her, she was like, "You love doing like dress sketches, like it's really about the dress." It was not wedding, but I loved that clothing part. You know, it's very flattering, it's very feminine, very glamorous. So yes.
So what exactly excites you about the wedding dress? Is it the fabrics? Is it the cuts? Is it the line, the idea?
I think It's a mix and a combo of everything. I think what I love the most is what it represents and how you can consider this piece as a piece of art and something timeless that's gonna remain in your memory, your heart, and your family and friends' memory forever. So it's an investment that I really relate to a piece of art. So this is something that I really love. And the fact that it's gonna be a clothing that's gonna enhance and show all the sides of your personality that day, and everyone is supposed to see, oh man, that's her, that's exactly her. And I love the fact that this dress will allow you to be the star of the day. So, and it gives you confidence in a way that no any other clothing does. Mm-hmm. So this is what I love the most.
Absolutely understand that. For me, it's this magic moment when a woman and a dress come together to a magic harmony.
Yes, exactly.
And that makes it so. And this is what still excites me all over the years and after all those years. And
I completely understand you. Yes, there is something magic about it.
Absolutely.
Every time. Yes.
And I also understand this magic moment at the end of the runway. I always look at the runway like, this is nice, this is nice. Please send the wedding dress out.
Absolutely. You want to see that. And when it's missing, you're like, something's not right.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it still with all the fashion shows that the wedding dress is the...
You are completely right. It's a little less a tradition. And I think so many designers and fashion houses have done it. So it was a big thing in the 90s and early 2000s. But I would say in the last years, it's less of a tradition. And maybe because it's not avant-garde enough. And I guess the bride is a bit too romantic for many fashion houses and designers.
Not but with you, the bride with you is cool.
Yes, but because we only do bridal.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's something. It leaves space for us, so I'm very happy that we have the opportunity to do so.
I absolutely understand. And for me, it was always the moment when the designer came out with his favorite model and she wore the wedding dress.
Yes, yes. For Karl Lagerfeld, I remember it was always
Claudia Schiffer.
Yes, it was magical.
Do you have a favorite fabric that you're working with?
I might say I have two. First one is crepe. I love the milky texture, very matte and very clean and sleek that it does to the silhouette. It's very flattering, no matter...
Do you think? What? I have the impression it shows every potato you have eaten.
You know what?
Yes.
It depends which one.
Okay.
Yes, we have actually a very innovative and exclusive fabric that I think we are one of the only fashion houses to work on that. We have a special technique to make it thicker.
Okay.
And I mean, I cannot reveal everything. And
No. You don't have to.
And it becomes thick enough not to reveal and show what you dislike on your skin or if like it's like a texture you don't want to reveal. And on the opposite, actually, all our brides that actually have bigger hips, even a bit of a stomach, they really, really feel good in this. So... Yeah,
I should think about it when I would be married this
You are very welcome.
To be true, yes. I'm married the second time now with the right one.
Okay.
But also the first was the right for
yes,
the time he
yes,
had.
Yes, of course.
But I don't think about a third one.
No, but you can renew your vows and have the crepe, magical crepe from Rheem.
Okay, I think about that. Yes. That's a good suggestion. So... Have you any imagination how many wedding dresses you have designed?
How many wedding dresses?
Yes.
Oh my God, I never counted. It's been about 12 years that I've been doing this. I design about 20 to 25 gowns per year. Then you can add about 10 couture spectacular one.
And 100 that the idea has thrown away.
Yes, and at least 20 short dresses and jumpsuits. So it makes about 60 new designs per year. So you can, I would say, I mean, I don't count anymore. Yes, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yes. And you have to think about the ones that are discontinued, the one we keep, and of course the ones that are thrown away and only stays on sketches.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
That's a lot. Oh, gosh.
That's a lot. But I love it. It's not a job for me, you know. It's never something that I feel forced to do. It feels so natural and intuitive to be on a table, have a pen and a piece of paper, and just go deep in my imagination and start a sketch. And I become like a robot, and I have my music on and my dreams, and I just sketch. And it's just a reflection of everything I see and observe, like every day, every week, every travel of my life. Yes.
I absolutely understand that. That's for me my podcast, you know. Yes. I put everything, go into my imagination, think about whom to talk to or what idea, what questions should be answered for the brides.
Yes.
And you also answer questions for your brides.
I hope so.
By designing the dresses.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Hope so. Yes.
What do you think, which characteristics the perfect wedding dress should have?
I'm sorry, what is the question?
Which the characteristics of a perfect wedding dress?
Okay, a perfect wedding dress. The first thing I might say is that you should feel an even better version of yourself when you look at the mirror. Not exactly yourself, because everyone says, oh, it should look like you. Yes, but let's be honest here, we don't dress up and don't wear gowns every day of our lives, so we need to dare a little and imagine what would be the best version of who we are if we were pushing as at maximum who we are. So I would say be yourself with a twist, with a more daring and bold eye, and feel so confident and beautiful is my first recommendation. Then, of course, comes the what looks good on you and your figure, your hips, your bust, your back. What is the most beautiful part that you want to reveal and show? So the dress should enhance and flatter what you love the most in your silhouette. And to me, the budget is never in the equation. A dress should be a dress. If you love it, you go for it. It's the most important thing. And it's the thing with the photographs that everyone will remember.
Yes. This is always what I tell my brides. I think, what will you show your daughter in 20 years? Will you show the guest list or the menu?
Or the wine menu. Or the DJ.
Yeah. Or the flowers. Or will you show your wedding photos?
Yes. That I think the photos and the dress are two things that have to be timeless. And they are the things you need to invest on. Like, if you want to have a beautiful souvenir, yes.
And, I think when you look back in 20 years, you don't want to say, I saved $1,000.
Exactly.
You want to say, I had a great time and I felt as good as very rare in my life.
Yeah, I always make this little joke when my brides are a bit on a budget sometimes. And they come, we're in the fitting room, we became a bit friends, we're joking around, and they're like, oh, it's 800 or 1,000 more than what I expected. And I was like, oh, just like cutthroat two guests of your list and you're good.
Yeah, this is what I also
they love.
Say.
And they're like, some people you don't even know and will notice.
Absolutely.
I
always say, throw the guests of your list that you normally would never invite for a coffee for you in your living room.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish they could hear you.
Advice, and I come and tell them. Are there for you any no-goes in the wedding dress design?
Sorry?
No-goes in the wedding dress design.
Pleasing someone else, meaning your mom, mother-in-law, friends, and not listening to your gut and your inner intuition. And I think I see so many brides coming with so many people at their fitting, and I'm always... Why and how can you make a decision out of this?
This is what they believe. They think it's a better decision if everyone is pleased.
I absolutely love and enjoy and thank the Lord every time I have a bride step in here and being herself, like by herself, especially for the first fitting. Mm-hmm. I think I would never have the arrogance to say it's a no-go. If you feel comfortable with it, that's good. I never ever in 12-year time saw a bride feeling confident and happy coming out of a fitting with 10 opinions. Like, it's always very confusing and they take even more times, and they don't know what they want anymore. And I think they should just, I would say, browse the designers they love to start by themselves, or maybe with one person, make a selection of what they love the most. And at the end, if, and I say it's really an if, they want to show it to a couple of person, top, not more, they should show it only at the end of the process, meaning they already browse a few boutiques. And I always recommend not to go to more than three places, because you should already make your selection thanks to social media and say, okay, I don't want to go all over the place and have too many choices. And I think, okay, these three designers or stockists are good, and I'm gonna try maybe five dresses here, five dresses here, five dresses, and that's enough. And I think you should trust the specialist, because it's our job to make you look good. It's not like in our interest to make you look bad or live with the most expensive dress but the most terrible one on you, because basically our customers are our advertising. They are the one that are gonna promote our service, our designs, our experience, so they need to look the best. Like, really, they need to look gorgeous. So they should trust us, really. When we say you look amazing, okay, yes, sure, we want the sale, but if they truly want look amazing, and if we did our job right, we don't want to let her go, and she should trust that.
Thank you so much for confirming everything I'm saying 1,000 times.
Yes.
Every point. But I think this is, you know, the interesting thing is it's totally independent if you are in France, in Paris, like you, in Germany, like we, or I have a colleague in California, Ramona, with her wedding dress salon, and we all say the same thing, so it must be true.
I think we all do say the same things. When I share our stories with my stockists, for example, they say the same. They take forever to choose. They have the fear. Like, I feel like lately those years, and I'm really addressing to my brides, like, everyone's afraid of the FOMO, fear of missing out. There's always a new design.
And
there's
the
always a new design.
Fear of better options.
Yeah, of better options. Always a new boutique, always a new design coming up, always a new collection. There will always be something new, ladies. So my recommendation is just to go for something that suits you. Talk to your heart, and not to compare and have like a Excel thing on your computer, like with all the photos and pros, cons. Like, you just need to just be spontaneous. And once you find something that you really, really love, just forget about looking and watching bridal somewhere else. Like, just stop, because every year, every season, you will have something new, you know. So, yeah, what's the point? I think it creates a frustration. And my recommendation would be, okay, stick to the first gown you really loved when you tried it on. And it was really, like, obvious. And that's it. And if you felt something, it's good. And then maybe have fun for the outfits around it. The rehearsal dinner, the brunch, the party, the maybe city hall. But the dress has to, yeah, be a total different process.
Yes, yes, and yes. Ah, oh, I understand you. I feel you. Would you design and sew your own wedding dress?
Yes, I would.
Did you?
Sew it, no, because I'm not that good, you know. I'm always good at giving direction, but sewing is really not my thing. I'm actually not bad, and it was the same in school. I'm not bad at draping on the mannequin and fine volumes. I really love and enjoy that process, but sewing and all the finishing touches, I'm really, really bad. So I have the most amazing seamstresses here in Paris that work with us, and I trust them, but I always know what I want. But I know what's a good stitch, what's a good work, what's a good finishing, and what feels luxurious. So I would definitely do my dress. And I'm not married yet. I was supposed to.
It was postponed.
Yeah, it was postponed with COVID. And with my fiancé, we bought a house. It was a huge project. And I mean, we loved it. But yeah, we'll get back at it, of course. But yeah.
As I follow you both on Instagram.
we stay silent for now. We stay silent. Yeah. And yeah, you'll know it when we do it.
But you did not make it yet. No. Your dress. Have you an idea already?
Of course.
I liked what you wear at the Brit Awards.
It was cool.
That was so cool.
Yeah, I love this dress. Oh. It's a new dress from my resort collection. It's the Martha dress. I really, really love it. Mm-hmm. I still love it. And I want to find another way to wear it. I think I had actually two ideas. I had the wedding dress and the party dress. And I had the city hall dress. And actually, the city hall dress was almost finished. I still adore that dress. And I think I might change a few details. Just because, you know, I come up with every year ideas. With new ideas. But I'm a designer. I have so many options. I could do everything mm-hmm. I want each year, each season, and change my mind. But at the end, what I envisioned 3 years ago is still kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Like, so it means, you know, when it's the one, it's the one. You don't need to look elsewhere.
My wedding dress from my first wedding still is, that's 20 some years ago, and it's still a dream. And when I take it out, I say, you have been the one, you will always be.
Of course it does.
I think I can tell you the same that we tell our brides, it will never be perfect. You will have also, if you want to change and develop, there's a point where you have to say, okay.
I'm done. I agree. Complete
Don't
right.
have this FOMO thing.
Oh yes, my God.
it's difficult if you have so much ideas.
I think it is, but I think at the end, when you know who you are and you know what you want, at the end you know where to stop. And it doesn't. I'm not the kind of person. I know so many people would say, oh, I'm a perfectionist. I'm not like that. When I just love, I mean, it doesn't mean like I do everything quickly, but when I just feel something right and I see it, it's just obvious. When we do fittings of new dresses, for example, when I work on my new collection and my seamstress come in the office and show me their interpretation of mm-hmm. my sketch, when it's good, it's good. Like, I don't need to rework mm-hmm. and on it, there's always a little thing, mm-hmm. but sometimes the first draft is the one. So, and sometimes we're going to spend more time on another because she didn't get what I expected. But usually, yes, it's a feeling. It's a feeling. It's very like instinctive. It doesn't have to be like, you know, yeah, super structured and, you know, it's not math.
So if I ask you, what is your favorite piece of the actual collection? Is it Brit Award dress?
Okay, so this is my favorite piece in the ready-to-wear collection.
Okay.
Yes. In the actual ceremony, which means the gowns, I really love the Nadia dress. Mm-hmm. It's very architectural. I love this new fabric that we used that season called the crinkle. It's a silk pleated effect with a light iridescent texture about it that is makes it so special and new, and it has this pearl buttons that screams 90s. So I really, really love this dress, and I could wear it actually. And in my couture collection, I really love my new Cleo gown.
Yes. Oh yeah, I love that.
I
too.
Love that one.
To be true, I'm the fan of this kind of the powder pink.
The Ambrosia. It's gorgeous. Yes. That might be the second one.
Okay. But you know, it's like with children, you love them all.
Yes, I agree. It's really hard to make a decision. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when I say what is your favorite, it's not my favorite meaning I don't like the other. It means what I would wear myself because I know my silhouette and style mm-hmm. and stuff. So these are my favorite, personal favorite.
Go for all the Brit Award dress. I love that. No. That's fine. I mean, you have a choice.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there a person you would like to make a wedding dress for? Living, historic persons, you have the free choice.
I wish I had done Meghan Markle's one.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. Because we actually worked together on a special project that was not made public. I had to do a bridesmaid dress when she was not that famous at the time. And yes, I wish they were not forced to use a British designer at the time, and I wish I could do it because there was a really special relationship with her at the time. And today, I guess I would love to do maybe Hailey Bieber because, I mean, Yeah, I mean, she wore the most exquisite one from Off-White, but I really love her style. It's just, I could steal all her closet, so I would love to dress her up. She's always very right on point.
Absolutely. She has a very great style, yeah. Which is not very natural for all VIPs or all celebrities.
I agree.
There are a lot of celebrities where you're wondering, how come you have chosen this?
I think not everyone has the luxury to have a stylist. And what I love about her style is that she's been consistent over yes. the years. And it looks like her. So I really love it. Yeah.
So what do you love most about your job as a bridal dress designer?
To empower women and make them feel confident and gorgeous and to give them the power on that day and really, really feel unique and special. I am so lucky every day to get messages from my brides on Instagram saying, here are my photos. You have no idea how beautiful I felt on that day. I felt the most, empowered and unique, and everyone loved it. And it was the most, amazing feeling in the world. So I think that's, I guess, my biggest success. Like, I don't care about, I mean, of course, it's great to have publicity, amazing press, and be visible
podcast.
And be podcast and be like a popular brand. Of course, you need that to sell. Like, you need that to have a healthy business. But yes, make women proud and beautiful is my main mission.
You have the sparkling in your eyes, like the people I try to interview for my podcast, and I need the sparkling because it's the magic.
I guess
it's a virus we all have.
I agree. You are right, because you cannot make that job and have a proper brand with a DNA, a vision, and being authentic without breathing that passion out. You know,
yes.
It's necessary. Once you don't have the passion and the sparkle anymore, it won't work. And I still enjoy it and love it after all these years. And I'm not done yet. I'm only at the beginning, I say. And yes, I mean, I guess I always love to say that story because I think so many people can relate to that. When I was a little girl, I was not that confident little girl. I was a bit chubby. My parents are immigrants from the Middle East. Mm. I was not the favorite one, you know what I mean? Mm. In school, in the society, like, I experienced really, really tough things, and I could have been bullied and mocked by some other kids. You know how they are. Mm. And being chubby at the time and have all these, you know, things about me made me want to work on empowerment and confidence, because I always had parents that gave me that and trusted my vision and pushed me being who I want to be. And they really, really are a big part of my success today, I would say, because they supported me all the way. Really all the way, and they supported me, and they didn't know where it come from, I say, but they knew I wanted to be a designer, and to them it was no other option. They were like, if you want to be a designer, be the best one and work your ass off. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And congratulations, you made it.
Yes,
you have fulfilled the recommendations and wishes of your parents.
Yes.
Please do so too. What would you say? What is the difference? What makes a difference for you between a normal wedding dress mm-hmm. and a dress from your collection?
Oh, that's a very good question. I love that. I would say it's still timeless. It can still be classic in a good way, I would say. But there's always that effortless... I'm trying to find the right words in English. I know how to say it in French, but...
You can just say it in French.
No, it's fine. I want the people to understand. It's stylish, but without trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's stylish in an effortless way. So, and you can see it and feel it by just wearing it. Like, once you try a dress from us, you say, oh, it's a rim. Why? Because there will be a twist and a detail. It may be a cutout, a sleeve, a back, a train that makes it so unique. And I guess that really makes it strong. It's a strong look. You can see it when you see or like a bride wearing our design, you will say, oh, that's Rim.
Yes.
So I think it's the way the fabric flatters the silhouette. Like you can say it's very flattering. It will never look like, ooh, you know, like that's weird. Like it makes weird body or like it's, I love that there is this sentence that one of, you know, every year we have the buying sessions. We bring all our retailers in and they watch our collection, the new collection. And there is that one retailer that I love, Charlotte, who said there is like, it's really like a stylist, a designer work. Like she could tell by looking at all the pieces. And I think you can feel the fashion in our design. It's not bridal. Mm-hmm. It's a fashion piece made in white. I guess that's the difference.
And, you know, this is also something that touches me with your designs. I have seen so much wedding dresses in my life. I've been at so much fairs. I was in Munich at the fair, in Barcelona, some years ago before the pandemic.
Do you go to New York sometimes?
Not, we are planning that.
Okay.
I've been yesterday at the Paris show.
Yes.
And you know what? It all looks the same. And this is what makes me a little bit sad. There are when I started this virus, this bridal dress mm-hmm, virus, mm-hmm. You could say this is that brand, this is that brand,
yeah.
This is that brand.
Yeah.
And now most of the brands have almost cover everything. You know, they have the clean chic, they have a fashion piece, they have this vintage boho, they have this and this.
I agree.
And you see, they try to cover all brides.
That cannot work.
Yes. Yeah, perhaps it works, but it's not my way of thinking. And with your designs, you can say, that's a Rim. And I love this characteristic, because that is so like... This has gone lost a little bit, and I'm a little bit sad about that. And I love designers where you see their characteristics.
The personality. Yeah, I share that concern, and I would not say sadness, but I agree that it's a bit disappointing because don't get me wrong, there are trends in bridal, and I'm not saying we need to follow them, but we cannot be completely like out of these trends. Like we need to understand and hear the market, but at the same time, if you just follow it blindly, you don't bring any value to mm-hmm. the market and to this niche. I don't think brides expect us to do the same everywhere. Like, you know, they expect us to have a brand for each character, and I think there's a huge difference, and I don't know if you feel that, between making beautiful dresses, mm-hmm. and I feel like there are thousands of brands now, because I've started 12 years ago when it was a bit, you know, calm, mm-hmm. and now you have so many options, and you have many, 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 many beautiful gowns, but you don't have many, many, many beautiful, strong brands, and what do you want to choose? Do you want to choose a dress, you know, like a random mm-hmm. dress? Or do you want to be part of a community, a vision, mm-hmm. a DNA, a brand, follow our values, what we want to change into this world by dressing women and make them feel confident? So I really like, my mission is to work on that. We work a lot on our campaigns, our visual work, the photos, the videos, even like you can breathe it out, like until this place, like our studio, the couch I'm gonna choose, the candle you're gonna smell, the music you're gonna hear. It's a whole world, it's a whole experience. And yes, you step in and obviously you need a dress, but you need a full experience and to be heard and to be seen and to be understood. And I really hope and feel like the bride in the future will look for that, and not only a pretty dress.
I absolutely can confirm that. You know, I think there are so much copies out there, copies in the sense of, this is a successful dress, we make something the same. Mm-hmm. And this was not very familiar 20 years ago. And now even famous brands are copying each other.
Of course.
And it's...
don't get me into that debate.
No.
Because I have so many things to say. And I mean, I don't know how much I can say on that podcast. But I think there is a responsibility mm-hmm. In what's happening when a designer copies another designer. The responsibility should be the designer first, because I think it doesn't flatter what he does when he does it. Like, mm-hmm. I think it makes him look...
It's a confirmation that he has no own
exactly,
ideas.
Exactly, exactly.
I would
no
be
ownership.
Ashamed.
Yeah, and it's a confirmation that he has no ownership and no creativity and nothing to say, obviously. So I think it's a bit sad and humiliating in a way. And I think there is a responsibility also of our stockists and the press mm-hmm. not to promote and sell and go on that road. Mm-hmm. If you want to support a designer, if you want to support their work and their mission and their voice, you should be fully doing it. And not just, I want you. Like, I see so many people saying, we want you, but we represent all your copycats. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work. That doesn't work because you're not going to sell us, because obviously we're more expensive, but we also have a better quality, a better service, a better DNA. We invest more in marketing. So, like, don't compare, you know? It should be something that you carefully think and curate. Like, a stockist and a retailer is a curator. When he curates the selection... He should be super cautious and not go, I want the quantity, I want the it dress from him and the it dress from there and the it dress from there. It's not where the market should be and go, and I guess it's a very short-term vision.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
And short-term is never successful.
Yes.
Dim, does the bridal fashion really has to follow certain rules, or is it totally free?
I say that I'm a free spirit, and obviously you know my style, so I push to go out of the box, I would say, and think out of the box, but there are certain rules because it's bridal and it's still a tradition for so many people. And I mean, if you're a new designer starting here and you want to do everything you want and not follow anything, you might be disappointed, because the market and the brides and even their entourage, like mother-in-law, cousins, sisters, they're not ready for that yet. So I guess you need to be a good mix and a good balance of rules and a free spirit. That's what I try to do. Like, it's a combo, it's a balance of everything.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Reem, for taking the time.
You are very welcome. It was lovely to speak with you.
I hope we will have a conversation again on bridal topics, because the questions did not end now, but the time.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I'm curious to see what dress you will wear, and I hope you share that then with your fans.
I will. I'm not there yet, but I will. Hopefully everyone will love it. The most important is that I love it myself, to
Between
be honest.
Between us, I asked your fiancé which dress he likes most from your actual collection.
You asked?
Yeah, he had also the question.
I think I know what he said. He said the Nuit Folie.
Yes.
Yes. This is actually, like, from all... my design, it's my favorite as well.
And you guess what my daughter said? That's my favorite piece.
We're waiting for you at the Paris showroom then. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Und wir hören uns wieder, wenn es wieder heißt, willkommen zurück bei All About the Dress.